Charlotte has been losing trees for years, leaving some neighborhoods with less shade than others. WFAE's Michael Folero takes a closer look at Charlotte's tree canopy and has this report.
Alexis Johnson walks along a residential street in Washington Heights. She's the fifth generation of her family to live in this neighborhood, which makes up part of Charlotte's historic West End. She points out a circle of dirt near one of the houses. A massive tree used to stand here, she says, until its branches started falling on neighbors' homes after storms. The homeowner cut the tree down a couple of years ago. It took them 3 days to do it.
You know, when they say when you start taking things away, one thing, then everything else will start going away. Like, that was probably one of the first things that was in our neighborhood. And so it's gone. What else is going to go?
Johnson also says gentrification in Washington Heights has led to all kinds of trees being lost as new, larger homes replace older ones. Now that the massive tree is gone, she says the sun is intense in the windows of her grandmother's house, which is right across the street. They've had to get blackout curtains.
Because the front of the house would be so hot and the back of the house would be so cool because of that heat coming through those windows.
Washington Heights' loss of trees has been happening for decades. Johnson shows me the neighborhood at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's hot because most of the trees Johnson walks past are barely taller than she is. Many were planted in the last 15 years. Mature trees are harder to find, more often in backyards. She shows me the backyard of the house nearby where her grandmother was born. It has a number of moss-covered trees, all planted in the 1940s.
A lot of the trees would divide homes from each other. So that's how you would know whose property belonged to who.
A recent study of Charlotte's tree canopy was published by the University of Vermont and the nonprofit Tree Charlotte. It shows a widespread loss of trees in Charlotte. Between 2012 and 2018, the city lost a net 4% of its canopy, down to 45% coverage of the city. The study says residential development and trees cut down on private property were the main causes of tree loss. The tree canopy is mapped out, and the maps are broken down by neighborhood. Look at the percentage of canopy each neighborhood has lost since 2012, and the wealthier, wider neighborhoods in South Charlotte appear to be leading the city's tree loss. But that doesn't reflect the full history of Charlotte's tree canopy. To understand the real experience of the canopy, we need to be asking another question.
Who can walk outside their door and have tree canopy and who cannot?
Doug Shoemaker is the researcher at UNC Charlotte who created the maps.
Do only people who live in Myers Park and Dilworth get to have nice trees, cooler environment, more quiet environments, possibly safer environments? Or should everybody have access to those sorts of amenities?
Shoemaker says historically black areas of Charlotte may show less tree loss, but they had fewer trees to start with. So he recently developed another map trying to answer this question. How much tree coverage would a person see if they walked a quarter mile in a given part of Charlotte? The new analysis shows residents would walk under less tree canopy in the historic West End than neighborhoods like Plaza Midwood or Myers Park. Shoemaker says this analysis better shows Charlotte's level of tree equity, how equal tree coverage is across the city.
Increasing green or green space anywhere is a very easy way to engineer better health.
Dr. Cheryl Cortland is a pediatrician and asthma specialist with Atrium Health.
Trees in particular can be helpful in being a catalyst for people to be outdoors more, more exercise, less obesity, better and cleaner air, calming environment of trees, someplace to go and to meet. All of those things have been studied and show beneficial impact.
All of Cortland's patients are kids living in the historic West End neighborhoods. She draws a direct link between the natural environment they grow up in and the likelihood they'll have chronic health problems like asthma or obesity. Trees filter air pollution, which is one of their biggest health benefits. There are also studies linking a healthy tree canopy to lower mortality rates. Cortland says, compared to other fixes that are important to improving health and environmental equity in Charlotte, trees are an easy solution.
Many of our problems in our society are ones that we've taken 100 years to get here. It's not going to be a quick fix to eradicate them. However, planting some trees, having open green spaces, may be something that we can do very quickly in the short term, which may be extremely helpful.
For the long term, Charlotte City planners have a goal of growing a tree canopy that covers 50% of the city by 2050. That means planting a lot of new trees. But then there's the issue of maintaining the ones Charlotte already has. Aaron Oliverio is the city's tree canopy program manager. Maintenance is crucial for keeping the canopy growing, she says, and the city is working on new plans for how it maintains and plants trees itself.
Pruning on trees and look at better planting methods and how do we make sure that we're covering all of Charlotte and making the planting fair for everyone.
The city is working on a new tree canopy action plan this fall and says it wants to hear from residents. City staff say they'll focus on hearing from minority communities. And if Charlotte wants a healthy tree canopy everywhere, it will have to cover all of its neighborhoods. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Folero.